You're listening to From the Stereo to Your Screen, a short podcast talking movie music videos. On this episode, we're running down Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 by Class of 99 from 1998's The Faculty. The Faculty a while back, I came to the conclusion that it's basically the epitome of the late 90s, an angsty film which focuses on the underdog kids, directed by Robert Rodriguez and featuring an alt-rock soundtrack. It's most similar to the likes of Disturbing Behavior, but could also fall in line with the likes of The Craft. It's weird to revisit a movie like this, which is essentially one of those things that brings up memories for those who saw it when it was a thing, but falls in a sort of gap where it was never really made it into the rotation of pay cable repeats, and also ended up at the tag end of VHS, right before the advent of DVD. Look at the cast. Elijah Wood, Jon Stewart, and Salma Hayek, and in a smaller role than Robert Patrick, who's ostensibly the lead. And they're all kind of the big names, but there's also names that scream 1990s louder than anything, like Josh Hartnett, Clea DuVall, and Jordana Brewster. Kind of the sort of movie that looks like it's a modern direct-to-video release, but actually managed to be a really solid minor hit when it actually came out.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers leave their kids alone.
The soundtrack's a pretty decent collection of bands from that era as well, with The Offspring's The Kids Aren't All Right that opens the movie becoming a minor hit of its own, to the point where the band also included it on their fifth album, Americana, when it came out the following year. There's Soul Asylum covering Alice Cooper's School's Out, and Perpetual Soundtrack's Stalwart's Stabbing Westward. But the real musicians of interest are the one-off, or rather two-off band, Class of 99. Class of 99 recorded two songs, both for this soundtrack, and they're both Pink Floyd covers. They're essentially just two parts of the same song, depending on whether you want to look at Another Brick in the Wall as three songs or one suite broken into three parts. Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 is the vocal portion of the song slash suite, which is why it comes first on the soundtrack, even though chronologically it doesn't quite work out that way in the film. Anyway, for about 9.5 minutes, Lane Staley from Alice in Chains sang in a band where Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine played guitar with a dude from Jane's Addiction and another guy from Porno for Pyros on bass. The band took its name from Class of 1999, a movie about teachers being replaced by simulacra who violently suppress any change, which is a killer illusion to make, especially in 1998. And honestly, playing the Pink Floyd song, which features the lines, "Hey, teachers, leave those kids alone," which probably better sums up the entirety of The Faculty better than anything else.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Video is, well, it's a thing. It ties the song and film together mostly through the use of clips. You don't really see any of the cast actually in the video, which, upon closer inspection, resembles the wall. It's basically a live-action version of the wall. Not particularly subtle, but the students rioting against the teachers does tie in nicely with the whole theme of the film. You also get four of the film's young leads, Wood, Brewster, Duvall, and Sean Hodesy, showing up to shout the "Hey, teacher" lines at Robert Patrick as he stands at the front of an auditorium and looks creepy. However, that bit lasts for, and I timed this, 15 seconds. So given that even those 15 seconds are intercut with film clips, saying the actors are in the video for 10 seconds is being rather generous. The song's not a bad cover, but ultimately unnecessary. Morello does a nice job of mucking about with the intro in part one, but this is basically a bunch of dudes who popped into the studio, recorded this, and were out. However, given that there are three other covers on the Faculty soundtrack, the aforementioned Soul Asylum version of School's Out, as well as another Alice Cooper cover, I'm 18, as done by Creed, and Sean Lullaby Mullins doing Bowie's Changes, this song actually isn't particularly too bad. Interesting and creepy facts about this particular recording session. It was, in fact, the last thing Layne Staley ever recorded. It was recorded in 1998, and while the Alice in Chains singer didn't die until April of 2002, his drug abuse was so bad that the footage of him in this video is taken from a Mad Season concert in 1995. This has been From the Stereo to Your Screen. You can find the column as well as videos at Cinepunks, which is at CinePunx.com, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at Cinepunks. This show can be found online at FromAndInspiredBy.com and on Facebook and Twitter at FromInspiredPod. You can subscribe to us via iTunes as well. Please hit up the website and click on the Give Us Money button to help pay for web hosting and long-distance fees, and remember to leave us a review on iTunes. We'll be back next week with a new episode of From and Inspired By as your favorite soundtrack summer series, talking with Screen Gab's Bianca Brown and Talk Film Society's Sarah Jane. Until then, thanks for listening.